Whether it be a corn maze in the fall, a live nativity in the winter, or a farm camp in the summer, farmers open their farms to visitors to help educate the public. For many of these people, this is the first time they're going on the farm. Staley Family Farm in Washington, Utah offers many public attractions on their farm year-round. Sherry Staley Tate is a fifth-generation farmer. After temporarily leaving the farm to pursue a career in interior design, she found her way back to the farm 20 years ago when they started the corn maze. Tate says that inviting the public to a working farm creates some concerns.
You can look at every little thing and think, okay, this could happen, and this could happen, and this could happen. And that's the risk you take when you open up your farm to people. Some people are looking for things to happen, and so it's really hard. It's kind of one of those hard things, but, you know, we feel it's important. You know, our main reason is to educate about agriculture, so that's why we started doing it. When we started doing it, is to get people to the farm so that they could learn where their food comes from.
Tate says when visiting a commercial farm, it is important to take into consideration that people are working on the farm as well as the attraction. It is important to keep in mind what you wear when considering what your surroundings are going to be.
Just to recognize that there are things that could happen because they're coming on to a farm. Probably the main things like uneven ground or mud. We had one lady freak out because her little kid got in the mud, and on a farm, you just never know. You could step in poop too. So there's things that could happen to recognize that it is a working farm.
Agritourism allows farm families to sustain their family farms and maintain their lifestyles. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.